Ladies and gentlemen, Life with the Lions.
Mother, it's 3 o'clock. Don't you think we better start the meeting?
Well, I can't until Flory gets here.
Mrs. Lyon, whatever you do, don't volunteer your husband's services for anything else in the faith.
Oh, I wouldn't dare. He said he'd murder me.
And he promised to scalp me.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, Mrs. Wainwright just came in.
Oh, thank you, Angela. We can start now. Ladies of the Holland Park Women's Club, as vice president of the committee, I now declare the meeting open. As you all know, our garden fete opens next Saturday, and we want
all... May I say something, Madam Vice President, dear?
Of course, Madam Secretary, dear.
Well, I'm taking the minutes, and I haven't a record of how many committee members are present.
Oh, well, I'll check that right away for you. Oh, girls, will anyone who is absent please raise their hand? Isn't that wonderful? Not a single absentee.
I think it's awful. There's no one to gossip about.
Madam Vice President, someone must be missing. We have 10 members on the committee and only 9 of us are here.
Madam Vice President?
Yes, Angela?
The one who's missing is Mr. Barr.
Oh, of course. How silly of me. I received a telegram from him this morning. Fellow members, I am sorry to announce Mr. Patrick Barr is no longer carrying on with the ladies.
Oh, what a pity.
Did he give a reason?
Yes. He said he enjoyed working with us, but he was expecting a nervous breakdown.
Well, I don't know why.
Well, whatever it was, his left us and was still one act short.
Yes, we'll have to think of something spectacular to go with the rest of our program.
But I can do animal noises.
Really?
Yes. I specialize in farmyard noises. At parties, some people say they can't tell the difference between me and a pig.
Only at parties?
Sorry.
Oh, and Mrs. Bamford, I'm sure your act would be wonderful, but we need something spectacular.
How about an ankle contest?
Oh, no.
Well, that was fast.
Darling, we want something with a bite in it.
Phoebe, you've given it to me.
Really? I didn't even know I had anything contagious.
No, darling, you've given me the idea we're looking for. I propose we have a dog show.
I second it.
Oh, that's a wonderful idea.
Yes.
What about prizes?
I propose we give one big prize for obedience and personality.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Carried unanimously.
Well, I can't wait to tell little old Miss James, who works at the chemist.
Oh, has she got a dog?
Aye, a wee terrier called Susie. And the last time there was a dog show, she couldn't enter, poor wee Susie, because she was expecting to become a mother.
Aggie, you shouldn't spread such gossip about a woman who isn't married.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, you don't understand.
Madam Vice President, the next order of business is selecting a judge.
Oh, you're right. We can't have a dog show without a judge. Oh, girls, nominations are in order.
Well, I nominate Mr. Kramer, because he's always willing to help.
Well, personally, I think we should have someone more important.
I agree. We want someone who carries weight.
Well, no one carries more weight than Ben Lyon.
You're right. I nominate Mr. Lyon.
Oh, no.
This is awful.
I second the nomination.
All in favor say no.
Now, Barbara, please. All right, girls. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aggie, am I right in saying you didn't vote?
Aye.
Thank you. Carried unanimously.
Your father's home.
Thanks for the warning. Mother, shall I take his tea in?
Yes, I'm sure he won't hit you if you're carrying a tea tray.
Phoebe, I'm terribly sorry I got you into all this.
Oh, that's all right. Just help us get out of it.
Well, of course I will.
All right, good. Come on, Barbara. Hello, sweetheart.
Oh, hello, honey.
Hi, Daddy. I bet you're just dying for a cup of tea.
Oh, thanks.
Hello, you sweet, lovable old thing.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing, you silly boy. You know, I love you as much as you do.
Florrie, have you been drinking?
Well, now you know what I think about you.
Now you can all stop the evasive action. What have you all been up to?
Why are you so suspicious? Here, let Florikins pour your tea.
Look, Phoebe, if you were calling for reinforcements, why did you have to bring up the heavy stuff?
Why, you great big darling.
Sweetheart, stand up and let me put this cushion under you.
No, I don't want a cushion under me.
Well, it'll be more comfortable than that big lumpy thing you're sitting on.
That's me.
Oh, I didn't mean it that way, dear.
All right, now then, what's your story?
Well, we had a meeting at the women's club today.
Oh, that's fine.
Daddy, it concerns you. Do you know what the women said you could do?
Well, tell them they can do the same thing.
Ben, you don't understand. The women's club was actually discussing you.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me.
They were having a debate on who was the best-known man in the neighborhood, and all the girls agreed that you were a household word.
They did?
Yes, but I'd hate to tell you which part of the house.
Thanks.
Oh, I was only pulling your leg, Ben. Seriously, I think the club paid you a great compliment when they gave you the job.
Well, that's very... What job?
Oh, we're having a dog show at the Fate, dear, and they all voted for you to be the judge.
Oh, so that's it. Mm. Well, you can just unvote me.
We can't, dear. Once a vote is cast, it's binding.
Not with me, it isn't. I'm not a member of the club.
Yes, you are. We made you an honorary woman.
That's the silliest thing I've ever heard. I'm no more a woman than Florrie is.
And you're no more of a man, either.
Now, Aunt Florrie, you promised not to upset him.
Well, I'm sorry, dear, but when he starts making rude remarks, I just can't hold myself in.
Then go home and tighten your girdle.
Phoebe, if I stay and listen to this beast a moment longer, I'm liable to say something I'll regret. I'll see you and Barbara later.
All right, Florrie.
Goodbye, Florikins.
Mr. Lyon, I think it's the least you could do for the women's club.
Look, there's no sense in arguing. I am not going to judge that dog show.
Well, what are we going to tell the club?
That's your worry. I warned you not to involve me.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, please.
No.
Daddy, you can't back out now. I've got a big story about you in the paper tonight.
You've got what?
Miss Barbara, if he wants to let his public down, it's not our affair.
This is blackmail.
No, it isn't. How did I know you wouldn't accept?
Well, you should have consulted me first. Of all the stupid, lame brain nincompoops.
Did somebody call me?
No, Daddy's furious just because we wanted to do a simple little thing.
Simple, my foot. The women in this household have got me involved in a silly dog show.
Well, congratulations. I hope you win first prize.
Don't be ridiculous. Your father's going to judge the show.
This is where I make one friend and 100 enemies.
Oh, darling, you're imagining things. No one takes a dog show seriously.
Oh, Angela does. She's entering her dog, Minky Pooh.
Richard, do you want some tea?
Yes, please.
I'll make you some fresh toast.
Well, this family certainly puts me in some great spots.
Could I sit, Mrs. Harrison, in the living room?
Thank you. Oh, Aggie, I've entered Butch in the dog show.
Oh, I'm so glad. Good luck, Mrs. Harrison.
Well, it's starting.
Come along, Butch.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Harrison.
Oh, how's Doc?
Oh, he's fine. I hope you don't mind my bringing Butch in.
Oh, he looks big enough to bring you in.
Yeah. Everyone says what a beautiful big boy he is. He's a boxer, you know.
A professional or amateur?
Richard, I wouldn't get around with him if I were you.
No. Sit down, Helen. Do you want some tea?
No, thank you, dear. Oh, Ben, Butch is so beautifully behaved. I didn't think you'd mind my bringing him over.
Of course not. Our dog is always around the house. Oh, Skeeter. Skeeter, look, you've got a guest. That's right. Hey, Butch. Butch, look, this is Skeeter.
I wonder what they were talking about.
They're exchanging tales.
Oh, Ben, you are so witty. Butch, shake hands with your clever Uncle Ben.
Well, come on, shake hands, nephew.
Now, Butch, you know how to shake hands. Go on. Hold up your paw for Mr. Lion. No, dear. Your front paw.
Look out, Pop. He'll kick you.
I think he's trying to bark up the wrong tree.
Now, Butch, shake hands with Mr. Lion. No, not with me.
Oh, that's all right, Butch. Just relax.
He's probably saving himself for the show.
Yes. Oh, Ben, that reminds me, I left a chocolate cake in the kitchen for you.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you, Helen, but I'm afraid I can't accept it. You see, I'm judging the dog show.
Well, I hope you don't think it's a bribe cake.
Oh, I didn't say that, but some people might think it was.
But it's your favorite, chocolate with nuts on top.
I'll tell you what. I'll give Helen one of my rock cakes in exchange. Then no one can possibly call it bribery.
No, but they might call it murder.
Now, don't you talk silly. Helen, have one.
No, thank you, dear. I'm on a diet.
Oh. Then I'll give it to Butch. He's your dog, so it should make it legal.
Mother, you can't do that to a poor animal.
Oh, now stop that. Butch, here's a nice little cake for you. Now speak.
Speak, boy. It's your last chance.
Come on now, Butch. Ah, see, he's enjoying it.
Mother, what have you done?
Oh, it wasn't your mother's cake, dear. I trod on the poor darling's footsie. Come along, sweetheart. I'll take you home and let Daddy take a look at it. So goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Helen.
So, no one's going to take the dog show seriously, eh? I'll lay you a bet right now. When it's all over, I'll be the most despised man in the neighborhood.
Oh, stop worrying. Nothing's going to be any different.
You just wait. People are going to point me out in the street and say, there goes that old stinker Ben Lyon.
That's what I said. Nothing's going to be different.
I am not amused.
Kitchen, dear.
Oh, what time are we having lunch? I'm starving.
Well, I'm sorry, but the butcher forgot to send our chump chops. So Florrie's picking them up on her way home. I don't know what's wrong with Skeeter. He won't eat his lunch.
Well, if Aunt Florrie doesn't get here pretty soon, I'll eat it.
Well, look, if any ideas about this cake, it's for your father.
Oh, not another one.
Aye, that makes 9 cakes in 2 days, not counting the homemade jams.
Boy, if this keeps up, we can open a bakery.
We're not opening anything. Aggie, I want you to send everything back.
Well, we can't send Mrs. Harrison's cake back. There's nothing left to send.
Do you mean someone's eaten it?
Aye, but don't look at me.
Bebe?
No, dear.
Richard?
Not guilty.
Look, a cake just doesn't vanish in thin air. Now, come on, who ate it? Skeeter, for 2 pins, I'd stop your bone allowance. I'm sorry, Skeeter, I didn't mean it.
Oh, there you all are.
And there you all are.
Hello, Florrie.
Hi, Florrie.
Now, come along, carrots.
Phoebe, I hope you don't mind my bringing my little mongrel in, but I wanted to give you this before I went home.
Oh, thank you, Florrie.
Hey, what's in that parcel?
Now, don't worry, Ben. It's not a bomb. I brought you some chump chops.
You've done what?
I brought you some chops, chump.
So you're at it again, are you? Well, you can just take them back, you crafty old bat.
That's quite enough out of you, and I don't want any of your lip.
And I don't want any of your chops.
Well, I certainly don't intend to take them all the way back to the butcher's, so perhaps your lordship will be good enough to tell me what to do with them.
Don't tempt me.
Ben, now stop that.
Oh, don't worry, Beebe. I know he gives most people a pain in the neck, but I have a much lower opinion of him.
Pop, we paid for the chops. Aunt Florrie just picked them up.
Well, how did I know? It looked just like another dog bribe.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I'm not even entering Carrots in the dog show.
Oh, why not, Mrs. Wainwright?
Well, he's a sweet little thing, but he's a mongrel. I wouldn't embarrass him.
Oh, hi there, Carrots. You know, you're the chubbiest little mongrel I've ever seen.
Well, that's because I'm always feeding him between meals. I haven't the heart to refuse him.
Well, you should. It's not good for him.
I know. I'm afraid my carrots are spoiled.
Your carrots were spoiled years ago.
Oh, go and let the air out of your head.
Ben, apologize to Florrie.
Oh, she knows I was only kidding. Don't you, you ravishing carrot?
Of course, you silly old cabbage head. Now, come on, carrots. You'll go out the back door. See you all later.
All right, darling.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
Carrots.
Oh, Mother.
Yes, dear?
You know Mrs. Vandermeer?
You mean that stuck-up snob who lives in the gray house?
She's in the living room.
Oh, you mean that lovely woman?
Barbara, what does she want?
Well, she said she just dropped in for a friendly visit, and she's bought a whole book of raffle tickets from me.
Mm. I'll tell her you're coming in. Hello, Mrs. Vandermeer.
My dear Mrs. Lowne, how nice to see you.
And how very nice to see you, too.
You know my father, don't you?
Yes, we've already met.
Mrs. Lowne, you have such a delightful sense of humor. Of course, she gets it from you, Mr. Lowne.
Well, I don't see why I have to take the blame. Cigarette, Mrs. Vandermeer?
No, thank you. Oh, by the way, my gardener has set aside some of the roses you admired.
Oh, thank you.
You mean the Lady Vandermeer rose? Those lovely crimson climbers?
Yes. Oh, Mr. Lowne, would you allow me to name one of my roses after you?
Oh, I consider it a great honor. Now I'll have two flowers named after me.
You mean it's happened before?
Yes. Haven't you heard of that little flower called dandelion?
Isn't that awful? I thought it was extremely witty.
Well, I enjoyed it myself. Phoebe, she's a charming woman.
Oh, Mrs. Vandermeer, I'm terribly sorry. I forgot to take your fur muff.
That's not a muff, my dear. It's Ming Toy.
A Pekingese.
Yes, everyone makes the same mistake. Ming Toy is so quiet and well-behaved.
And I suppose you're entering her in the dog show?
Well, I know it's not fair to the other owners, but it will give everyone the opportunity of seeing a real thoroughbred.
I see.
Oh, sorry to be late, Mummy, but I've been riding to hounds.
Oh, Mrs. Vandermeer, this is our son, Richard.
What a nice-looking young man.
Oh, thanks, right there. It's a great pleasure to meet you, my lady.
Now, Richard, stop that.
Mr. Lyon, I'm afraid your son's giving me a title I don't possess.
Oh, I'm sorry. Richard, in the future, please remember Mrs. Vandermeer is not a lady.
Mrs. Vandermeer, would you like some coffee?
No, thank you, my dear.
Say, what a cute little dog.
Oh, look, she's licking my hand.
That's quite all right. I'm sure it's clean.
You know, at first I thought she was a muff.
Oh, me too.
No, me too. Was her mother. Mr. Lyon. Mr. Lyon, Ming Toy comes from a very aristocratic line.
Well, good for her.
She's very tiny, isn't she?
Yes, but her ancestors weren't. Did you know Pekingese were bred down from a lion?
Well, hello, sister.
Would you like to see her pedigree?
Oh, yes, I would.
I just happened to have it with me. Here we are.
Thanks. Boy, look at all her ancestors. Ming Toy out of Me Too by Hai Wong. Hai Wong out of Ming Ching by Ling Fu. Ling Fu out of Mayo Chan by Fu Manchu. Fu Manchu out of Chow Ming by Patty O'Reilly. Patty O'Reilly?
It seems an Irish terrier sneaked into the kennels one night.
Unfortunate.
Quite. But of course, that was generations ago.
Well, don't worry. We won't mention the scandal.
Thank you, Mr. Lyon. By the way, I understand Mrs. Kenworthy is entering her dog.
Yes, her little gray poodle.
I think it's only fair to tell you that gray isn't its natural color. It's a blue rinse. And another thing, have you noticed that mop of curly hair on top of its head?
Don't tell me it's a wig.
No, but when it's caught in the rain, it goes as straight as a poker.
Well, I never.
Well, since you're going to be the judge, I thought you ought to know.
Oh, well, that was very thoughtful of you, but the contest is only for personality and obedience.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Well, I really must be running along. Come along, my obedient little darling. Ming Toy, kiss Mr. Lion goodbye.
I love you, too.
I'm sorry. She didn't have her nap today. Well, goodbye, everybody. See you at the fifth.
Goodbye.
Your voice changing.
Well, that was Skeeter. But don't be surprised if I start burying bones. Honestly, the way those women carry on about their dogs.
Oh, never mind, dear. It'll all be over tomorrow. Oh, Ben, will you answer that, please? I'm helping Aggie with the laundry.
Not until I know who it is.
It's me, Ben.
Oh, hello, Doc.
So, the women have got you hiding now, have they?
Yeah, come on in before one slips through.
Well, you would be a dog judge.
Well, I was pushed into it. You have no idea of all the petty jealousies I have to put up with.
Oh, yes, I do, bless their tiny little minds.
Hey, Pop, I just saw Mrs. Johnson, and she said to tell you Mrs. Benson's bulldog has a false tooth.
I ask you, Doc, have you ever heard of anything so ridiculous?
No, women can be very childish at times. If I'd had my way, Helen would never have entered Butch. It's absurd.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Butch looks a lot better than some of those dogs.
What do you mean, better than some of them? My dog happens to be a thoroughbred.
You should see the pedigree Mrs. Vandermeer's dog has.
You don't call that Pekingese a dog, do you?
Do I detect a slight note of jealousy in your voice?
Are you kidding? A dog isn't a dog unless he's over 2 feet high.
Oh, wait a minute. Skeeter's only a foot high.
Well, you're not entering him.
If I weren't judging, I would. You must admit he's a beautiful animal.
Yes, he's all right.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, cut it out, you two.
Now, Richard, we are not arguing. I'm merely trying to point out that Butch is a perfect specimen. Right, Ben?
Right.
Right.
And if you give him a good brushing before the show, no one will ever notice his bald spots.
Bald spots? What are you talking about? Butch is a beautiful coat.
Really? When did you buy it?
Oh.
Look, you both got fine dogs and you're proud of them, so let it go with that.
And I should be proud. Ben, did I tell you they want Butch for a big dog food ad?
Really? I suppose you know Skeeter is a television star.
You mean he was?
Are you saying my dog's a has-been?
No, but I wouldn't say he was famous.
Evidently, you've never seen Skeeter on the screen.
Oh, yes, I have. And personally, I think he overacts.
Nonsense. He's just being himself. He's a natural performer.
Performer? I suppose you'll be telling me next you're going to put him in a musical.
Say, that's not a bad idea. I can see it now. Skeeter Lion stars in Cool for Dogs.
Look, son.
And here he is, folks. Give him a big paw as he howls that wonderful song, "My Dachshund Broke My Heart for Me When She Met Her End Going Round a Tree."
Richard!
And after that, Skeeter will give us his arrangement of "My Sweetheart's Never Been the Same Since She Let Her Doberman Pinch Her."
Now, stop that. Whose side are you on, anyway?
Nobody's. I'm just trying to show you two how childish you're being.
Your father's the one who's being childish. Comparing that little fuzzy-headed midget to Butch.
What was that?
Nothing. Only Butch is a man's dog.
And I suppose Skeeter isn't a man's dog.
No, he's yours. Good afternoon.
Silly old duffer.
Hi, Barb.
Oh, this is a wonderful crowd here, considering the weather.
Yes, it looks like the fete's going to be a big success.
I don't think your father feels that way.
Well, we'll have the results pretty soon now.
Hello, kids.
Oh, hi,
Mom.
Mother.
Did you know that Florrie's entering her little dog, Carrot?
Oh, no. He'll be the only mongrel in the show.
Now, look. Carrot has just as much right as any of the other dogs. He's obedient, and he's certainly got a personality.
Phoebe, they're lining up the dogs now.
Oh, thanks, Florrie. Come on, kids. We'd better hurry over there.
Okay, I think Daddy's going to need some protection.
Oh, don't worry. I brought my riot gun. Say, the women have sure got this thing well organized. They've even put up a place for the mother dogs to leave their puppies.
Where? I don't see anything.
Well, look, it's right in front of you. Please leave your litter here.
Isn't he funny? I'm happy somebody thinks he is.
Oh, I am so glad that they've got your father safely inside that enclosure.
Yes, he's judging the dogs now. Don't they look adorable? Mm.
Yes, and the owners are looking daggers.
All except me, dear.
Oh, hi, Aunt Florrie.
Hello, dear. You know, I'm glad Carrots is a mongrel. He's the only dog here they're not jealous of.
Oh, poor Pop. I hate to think what'll happen when he announces the winner.
Hey, Daddy's just looking over the last dog.
Well, it won't be long now.
I'm afraid not. In a few moments, that crowd will probably be booing and throwing things at him.
Well, at least it'll remind him of the old days when he was in Variety.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The great moment has arrived to announce the winner. And here is our judge, Mr. Ben Lyon.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a very difficult task. I've examined every dog from head to tail, and I'm happy to announce they've all got one of each. But joking aside, I've never seen such fine, intelligent animals in my life. In fact, they're so beautiful, I only wish they all belonged to me. Aww. Now, unfortunately, there can only be one winner. So will the owner please step up on the platform, Mrs. Florence Wainwright.
Oh, Ben, you darling. Mine's the only mongrel in the show. I don't know how to thank you. I'm lost for words.
Florrie, that's all the reward I need.
You can do with a cup of coffee.
Oh, I certainly could. Aside from Skeeter, I don't want to look at another dog.
Well, at least everybody was happy with your decision.
Ma, why didn't Barbara come home with us?
Well, she had something important to discuss with the club members.
Come in.
Ben, I came over to apologize for the stupid way I behaved.
Oh, that's darn nice of you, but it really was completely my fault.
Nonsense, it was my fault.
Look, fellas, don't start that again.
Don't worry, Richard. Ben, that was a brilliant idea of yours, giving the prize to Florrie's dog.
I'm afraid that was Phoebe's idea. Honey, you're a genius.
You certainly are.
No, I'm not a genius. I'm just as stupid as the rest of you.
Oh, Mrs. Lyon, I just saw Miss Barbara coming up the path.
Good.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
And how's our great, big, clever judge?
Your big, clever judge is feeling a little pooped.
Oh, never mind. We have a wonderful surprise to cheer you up. Tell him, Doc.
Dear Ben, all the women were so touched when you made that lovely speech about their dogs. that they want to show their appreciation.
Now, look, I refuse to accept any more cakes.
Oh, it's much better than a cake. Remember what you said about their dogs being so beautiful you wish they belonged to you?
Yes.
Well, they're going to let you keep them here for a whole week. Bring them in, girls.
Oh, no!
Daniels and Ben Lyon with their daughter Barbara and their son Richard.